Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.
Here is your morning brief for Friday, January 26th. I'm Luke Vargas for The Wall Street Journal. The Biden administration is pausing approvals for liquefied natural gas exports in a major win for environmentalists. The U.S. is the world's largest LNG exporter, but Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm said the process wouldn't affect already authorized gas exports to U.S. allies like Europe, for example, which relies heavily on gas exported from the U.S. The American Petroleum Institute, the oil and gas industry's biggest lobby, has denounced the decision. We are exclusively reporting that Salesforce is laying off another 700 of its workers after cutting 10% of its workforce last year following investor pressure to trim costs. It is the latest round of layoffs to hit the tech industry and comes as new data shows that white-collar workers who enjoy flexible working are more at risk of being let go. Live Data Technologies found that workers logging on from home 5 days a week were 35% more likely to be laid off last year than their peers who put in time in the office. And a court in Moscow has ruled to extend the detention of Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich, who's deemed by the U.S. to be wrongfully held in Russia by 2 months. Today's ruling marks the fourth extension of Gershkovich's detention since he was taken into custody in March on an allegation of espionage that he, the Journal, and the U.S. government vehemently deny. The extension means Gershkovich is set to spend at least a year behind bars before a potential trial begins. Stock markets in Asia have ended the day mixed. European shares are gaining in early trading, while U.S. stock futures are pointing to a lower open ahead of today's inflation report from the Commerce Department due out at 8:30 a.m. Eastern. And we've got a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.